Blog Talk Radio.
Living, he loved me. That's the life. Dying, he saved me. That's the death. Buried, he carried my sins far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Yeah, I get free me. Free me forever. But one day, he's coming back. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Clean me forever. One day he's coming back. Glorious day, everybody say,
living, he loved me.
Glory,
he saved me.
Glory,
he saved
He loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified me, freed me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Good afternoon, happy holy Saturday to our listening audience. This is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and as you know, we're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly, we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it's a blessing to you and to you and to you. And during this Holy Week, during this time of resurrection, during this Easter season, it's good to know and be reminded that living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified me, freed me forever. And one day, he's coming back. Glorious day. It is all because of Calvary that we have victory on today. And certainly it is in the Lord Jesus Christ that we live, move, and have our being. It's just another day that the Lord has kept us, and he's kept us from all hurt, harm, or danger. It is because of his mercy we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us, and we give a great God a great praise on this Saturday afternoon. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel and let them know that, listen, we are live and on the air, and certainly you do not want to miss this episode. Our call-in number in studio is 619-924-0800. Certainly you can call in at the appointed time. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and Google Play. And so you can catch us there in the archive section for all our episodes and for this episode immediately following this episode. We encourage you to connect with Global Gospel on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter X. We are on Tumblr, and we are on Instagram. And certainly if you have go to the Global Gospel page on Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr, there is a direct link to each and every episode. All you have to do is click on the embedded image, and certainly you can listen to our episodes. So tell your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Again, we're excited to be here. We want you to know that you can, if you desire to contact Global Gospel, you can contact us at P.O. Box 5331, that is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Perhaps there's a story that you would like to share with Global Gospel. Perhaps you have a testimony. Perhaps you're an author, a musician, a poet, a community activist, a leader, an inspirational speaker, preacher of the gospel. If there's something you'd like to share, please write us, and certainly we will make it happen if it is possible. Again, please connect with us in those ways. Certainly, we want to shout out our sponsors on today, Melanated Beards, MPT Enterprise, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, GPA 4.0, and Grandma Etta's Quilting. Certainly, we thank God for you, you, and you. Shout out to our family and friends. Shout out to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, Washington, D.C., North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, California, Texas, Arizona. We thank God for you, you, and you. To those that are in Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, to those that are in Suriname, Brazil, Argentina, South America, Nigeria, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, Sierra Leone, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, to those that are in Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan, to those that are in Spain, to those that are in Italy, those that are in France, Switzerland, Germany, the Netherlands,
Belgium, and the United Kingdom. Certainly, we thank God for all of you listening and around the world. Remember to like, share, and leave us a comment. Certainly, we want to know who you are and how you are being blessed through Global Gospel. For those of you that have joined with Global Gospel for the first time, you may not know our theme scripture. Theme scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in the hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So we came today to share with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. And what other better time this Holy Week to let you know that Christ was born of a virgin. Certainly, as the song suggested, he lived, and as he lived, he healed the sick, and certainly the dead were raised and came back to life, and blind eyes were open, and the cripple were able to walk, and issues of blood were dried up. But certainly he did have to go to Calvary, and he shed his blood for the remission of our sins, and without the shedding of which there would be no remission of sin. And so we thank God for the blood of Jesus, for it will never lose its power. And so if you have a problem today, if you have an issue today, the gospel is here today to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, to set you free, to encourage you. If you're down and out, if you're oppressed, if you're suicidal, we came to let you know that the gospel came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You don't have to give up. You don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to kill yourself or anyone else, because the gospel is here for you today. It meets every need. If you have a spiritual need, if you have an emotional need, if you have a financial need, the gospel is here today for you. And certainly we thank God for you and you and you. We want to shout out our listening families today. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Locke family, the Bradell family, the Bradley family, the Jones family, the Davis family, the Robinson family, the Brooks family, the Odom family, the Cox family, the Glenn family, the Carter family, the Nixon family, the McCoy family, the Walker family, the Fells family, the Johnson family, the Hernandez family, the Wiggins family, the Bowers family, the Latham family, Thompson family, Davis family, Hartley family, Washington, Furman, Wilson family. And to all of you that I didn't call, leave me a comment. Certainly, I'll give you a shout out. The Allen family as well. All my family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, and strangers. Certainly, we thank God for you, all of God's people. And so at this time, we are going to go to a break. And after the break, certainly you will be hearing from our special guest on today. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Come on. Wherever you are, bless me as we reach the beautiful town.
Listening to Global Gospel, and our special guest is here live in studio with us. Good afternoon, special guest. How are you?
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you?
I am well, and yourself?
Praise God. Happy Holy Saturday to everyone.
And same to you as well. We're grateful that you're able to take out time out of your busy schedule to share with us. Perhaps our audience didn't catch the caption or didn't catch your voice. Can you tell our listening audience who you are?
Everyone, good afternoon. My name is Honorable Zainabu Sase-Harrell, and I am from the Republic of Sierra Leone, West Africa, and I'm also a New York City person, but I am an elected official from Sierra Leone, West Africa.
Awesome, awesome. And certainly with holding all those positions in all those places, I know that you are very busy, and certainly we're glad that you're able to share with us on today from New York and from Sierra Leone. So we know that you have an extensive resume, and so tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
I'm born in a little country on the coast of West Africa. It's small but mighty, I always say. Sierra Leone, West Africa is a country on the coast of West Africa. It's the second smallest nation in West Africa. It's about the size of South Carolina with the population of like New York City. So I was born in Sierra Leone, raised there as a child, and then migrated to the United States. My mom, who is a Sierra Leonean, and my father, who happens to be an African-American, who's from the South, they raised me in the States with my brother, and I had three older siblings who came from Africa, and I had a wonderful childhood from Long Island. Yeah. Shout out to anybody who is on listening today from Roosevelt, New York. Roosevelt, New York left a large print on my heart, and that's where I got a lot of my foundation growing up in Long Island, which is a wonderful, wonderful community, family, you know, communal spirit. And then from Long Island, I grew up in Long Island, and I got older. I ended up going to Milton Hershey School, which is, if anyone's familiar with Hershey chocolate. So I went to a boarding school in Milton Hershey, and I got another opportunity there in middle school, and I graduated from high school there. And from there, I ended up going to, if anyone's listening, from SUNY Purchase College. It's a state university here in New York. From there, I also attended, I will shout out, Nassau Community College. So I used to take classes in Garden City and Nassau Community. And as a teenager, I used to work in Uniondale, for a doctor, and that's how I got my inspiration from my mom and the workplace from going into healthcare medicine. I initially wanted to be a physician, but my mom guided me into nursing from Milton Hershey. I ended up going to SUNY Purchase College. I ended up getting my nursing degree at the College of New Rochelle in New Rochelle, New York, and from there I got my graduate degree at CUNY Lehman College, which today I'm honored for Lehman to be appointed as a CUNY professor, online professor and instructor, and also been honored to be appointed as a position as a professor in the Republic of Sierra Leone in nursing. But nursing is not my only background. I have a background in education, community organizing, non-for-profit. I started a non-for-profit in 2008. It's called the Sierra Leone Nurses Association, and we serve underserved communities in the state of New York, but we also do a lot of initiatives and work in the Republic of Sierra Leone from that. You know, tons of community organizing with Pan-African communities also. And then I just started working with migrants and immigrants and underserved women and children. And from there, that led me to my political path. And so I give God the glory that I'm here today. This life has not been an easy life, but I'm very blessed and I'm very thankful for my community. People have to understand that everything is about community, and it doesn't necessarily have to be your blood, but it can be your blood and the people that you meet through life. And so I give God all the glory for the people that are in my life till today.
Awesome, awesome. Sounds like you are a very busy person. You know, there's only 24 hours in a day, right?
Yes. Yeah,
at least in my day. Maybe you have a little longer day, a little longer week. But it's great. Thank God that you're able to do all that you are able to do. And so obviously education is very important on your list, and community. And so as it is evident that you are involved in so many community organizations. Now, was this something, did community come first or did nursing come first? You know, you've been in nursing for over 32 years. And so what came first? How did this all work together?
Well, community always came first because I watched how my mom gave back to our community in West Africa, and also how my father gave back to our community in Fort Pierce, Florida. Shout out to Fort Pierce. Our Harold family, the roots are very, very strong, and my father was, you know, with my uncle and my aunt, always gathering the family together for family reunions. They were always doing activities to bring the family back, to see what the family needs, to restore homes, to keep up with the community. My aunts and uncles were always engaged with their community, whether it's in Florida or in Baltimore. And then my mom just left a legacy since she, you know, was back and forth from the 60s from Africa. She's just done so much in our community, in our village, in our district, and actually in the country. And so community always came first, and then the healthcare came after getting my feet wet, watching my mom in Long Island, going to homes with her, helping her take care of her patients at home, and then becoming an office manager for a few African doctors. And then I always, you know, went to work with her, and I took pleasure in it. I'm always a person, people who've known me since my Merrick Woods days and my Nassau Lutheran days, I'm always a person to help out. And from my Centennial Avenue days, shout out to Centennial Avenue, because I always just learned to support the people who were in my community, around me, my family. And so the community always, it comes first, and it will always stay there. And community, after everything is said and done, that'll be the last thing that you have to turn to.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we thank God for your parents putting you on the right track and all those communities that you have been a part of to influence your life. And so this is the last Saturday in Women's History Month. And so March 30th, last Saturday. And so today we're talking about women as today's community pillar. And so your message today, I know you have a healthcare message. I know you have a community message. And certainly we're just going to, you know, follow your lead a little bit. Let's talk about healthcare in our communities.
So healthcare in our communities. First of all, we all have to ask ourselves, what does our community look like? You know, what we know of what our community looks like before and what community looks like today. So, you know, community today is very diverse, right? We have community today filled with people. We have issues, whether people are citizens or they're migrants. We have people from different walks of life. You all know, especially growing up in Long Island, we've seen the diversity change from Caucasians to African Americans to now Caribbeans, Africans, Hispanic, Latin America, Middle Eastern, you know, European, you know. And so community is different now. And so what we have to, what I try to remind people is to embrace the diversity, especially, you know, I participate a lot with events at the United Nations. I've had the opportunity to be part of summits and speak at side events. And my connection from my roots of my African-American roots and my African roots combined teach me to embrace everyone. You know, we don't want to lose our moral and values. I'm a Christian. I'm a proud Christian. And I raise my children that way also. But we want people to remember that we're trying to help people acclimate and embrace the diversity that's coming. And teaching, sharing with people your experiences and your culture. And let people share their experiences and their culture so we can map, so we can create what community looks like for us today, especially for our youth, because community looks very different now. We, you know, before we had family, we really encouraged marriage and parents, two-parent homes and, you know, that typical nuclear family. Today it looks a little bit different, you know. We have a larger amount of single mothers, especially single black mothers. We have a lot of issues, differences, especially in the African black community, whether it's education challenges and access to health care, access to education, access to workforce and job opportunities. So what I really try to encourage people is always be open. Stand your ground. I don't encourage people to change their moral or value system, but be fair. You understand? And be a little understanding and empathetic, and also willing to share and expose yourself to others and network. Network is, I think, one of the biggest things that I have. People sometimes, when you ask, like, Zion, where do you find all this time and energy? I tell people from day one, it's not me. I'm assigned by God. I've been engineered by him. He creates my plan, my blueprint. He tells me when to start. He tells me when to stop. And, you know, I can't decide what I need to do. He's going to decide for me. So I just take advantage of all the opportunities given. I want our young folks to look at that, too, to remember that you have to be open. You have to be willing. You have to be, you know, be pleasant, be friendly, network, communicate with people, healthy communication, and learn. Mentorship, menteeship. I right now am in a mentor menteeship at my ripe age because we're always learning. We're always, we have gifts and talents that we can add to the world. And so that's what I want people to be able to do. I always remember this saying that I learned from high school is, what's going to be behind your dash? And so if I'm not alive tomorrow, I know that my obituary would be filled with a lot, you know? And that's what I want people to remember me for, not just only the work that I've done or just the good deeds, but the impact that you can make. And you can make an impact on a really, really small scale. It could be something small in your school. It could be in your church. It could be, you know, in your community or block association. But people pay attention to what you do, especially the good deeds, especially the good work, especially the positive attitude. And that all leads to your impact. So I just ask our listeners, I ask the people who know me, the people who want to work with me, the people who network with me now is, you know, let's stay united, let's not be divided, let's not have the devil in the stronghold come and break up what we know is community or what we're trying to establish, and let's be strong.
Awesome, awesome. And I think that is so well said, and not much to add to that, but I know we also talked about community. I know we briefly had a conversation when we met about property, and property is a big part of community because you need to own your community. And so tell our listeners, audience, about that, being active in real estate in your community as well.
Okay. Real estate, you know. I was honored to have a father who was a broker, and my father wasn't an agent. He was, and there's nothing wrong. Agents are wonderful. You know, I went to real estate school myself. As a nurse, I went to real estate school to become an agent, to invest in property. And so I grew up, and a lot of us did, I grew up from two parents who were raised in two rural communities, and they only knew homes. My mother and my father only knew homes. The only time they ever lived in an apartment, I believe, was in Ohio and when they lived in Brooklyn. Other than that, they came from rural settings where home ownership was everything. The villages that we have in Sierra Leone, we have homes, and we own all of them. Same thing, the properties that my family has in the South in Fort Pierce, we're all homeowners. And so it's very imperative and very, very, very important for we in our community, especially people of color, to become homeowners and to acquire properties and to pass on that knowledge to your children. Get your children involved in your businesses and your work. Expose them to financial education, financial literature, home ownership, assets, investments at a very young age. Middle school is a great way to encourage our kids in our community. Home ownership. My mother had, you know, more than one home in Roosevelt. We had two homes in Roosevelt. My father had four homes in Far Rockaway, and he sold homes. And so when I saw that, I knew straight out of college, when I came back home and my mom decided to relocate back to Sierra Leone, she was investing in property. That's where she built her strength in Sierra Leone in real estate. My father owned a couple of homes. A lot of people, even after my father passed on, many, many people approached me up till today who let me know your father made a great impact on them because of home ownership. We have to learn to work together as groups, help ourselves with access to finance, financial education. My father was also a banker, so I got him involved in every aspect of my home. And I intentionally looked out for black agents, black brokers, black bankers, everyone, people who were even banks that were very accommodating to black communities, especially because of the red line issues and, you know, all of that. But this is one of the biggest things, and it's not just in the United States. It's all over the world. If you have listeners in the Caribbean, they will tell you the same thing, home ownership. If you have listeners from Central South America, they will tell you the same thing. And especially your listeners calling in or tuning in from Africa, home ownership is everything. And it's a way to help you to feed your family if you know what you're doing and how to rent your properties or use it for investment purposes. Home ownership, if any jewel that you can give to your child, is how to acquire assets in home ownership.
Awesome, awesome. Well said. And certainly we pray that our listening audience takes heed to that. And so, listen, you're a proud Christian. You could not have done any of this without the help of God. And certainly we started out, we had a little musical selection from Minister. I take it that is one of your favorites.
Yes, Minister Prudence. So especially in, African, I was raised from my American side in the church. And from that, and my best friend actually spent a lot of time, my best friend, who is LaJuan Monique Robinson from Roosevelt, Nikki, her grandmother, I had a large impact on always taking me to church on Sunday with them, spending Easters if I wasn't with my dad, you know. And that, the church, the foundations, I always knew that it was important. You know, when I got older, I married someone who was not Christian, but I made sure that my kids, when I became a single mom, it was very important for me to stay planted in the church in my Christian faith. Right now, my pastor is Dr. Fernanda Cabrera, who is of New Life International in the Bronx ministry. I watch him online. When I'm visiting in town, I definitely go to him. He's a strong supporter of me and my community and my children. And we know we're home with them. It's very important to have, to know your spiritual, your foundation and your to be grounded in your faith, especially if, you know, you transition and you're not here anymore. People need to know what to do with you. And I always had, you know, I remember that sermon of people needing to know what you do, what to do with you. And so the church has always been very important to me. I've always volunteered when I was, you know, attending before our church, and I was with, at the time, Methodist Women. And, you know, I was a health director also for the church. Now our church is non-denominational, but I love it. And to learn about Christ and to have my children exposed to that and networking and fellowshipping and going to camps with them. And I really thank that part of my life, those people who pushed and influenced me and impacted me and my children with that, because when things, you know, this world is very rough. It's very rough.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Right? It's very rough to be out here. It's rough to be out here as a black person. It's rough to be out here as a black man or as a black woman. It's rough out here to be as an immigrant. It's rough out here to be low income. It's rough out here to be a professional and of color. And, you know, and then you go into the workplaces and you don't know how people are raised or what people are, you know, exposed to or what's happening in their life now, but you have to be equipped. So I always had a thing, even going on my nursing units, I would account for everything up till today. So I always walk with a little Bible in my pocket. I had a woman who saw me at a shopping mall in Yonkers once, and I don't remember this woman from college, and she walked up to me, and she said, "You're still a nurse?" And I looked at her like, "How do you know I'm a nurse?" And she said, "When you used to study," she said, "we went to college together, and when you used to study all the time, you always had a Bible open." And I said, I looked at her, I was kind of scared, because I know that was true, and I looked at her, and she said, "I asked you, why did you study with a Bible open?" And she said, "You said it made you think better." And that's exactly what I told people from then to now, you know. Am I perfect? No. Do I need work? Of course. Do we all need work? Of course. Do I thank the Lord for his grace and mercy? Yes. For dying on that cross, for forgiving us for our sins? Of course. But I know that my faith is, my Christian faith is everything to me, and no one or nothing in this world can change it.
Awesome. That is well said. And you know, sometimes people have a misconception about a lot of things. People that have not been exposed to world travel or different cultures, and people automatically think that, listen, if you're not in the USA of A, you're not a Christian. And so that is such a misconception. I was just having a conversation with somebody about that yesterday, and they were saying that they had went to some country in South America and blah, 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 blah. And they, you know, said they were able to worship there. And they were even talking about the influence on worship from those countries and on the continent of Africa that actually influenced the worship in this country. I think they were talking about Brazil at the time. And so it is important to know that, listen, Christians are everywhere. God has people everywhere, in the hospital. Listen, There's people, there's nurses that are believers. And certainly if I'm in a critical state of health, I want a believer to assist me.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
And he's everywhere. And, you know, some of the oldest Christians in the world, you find them in Africa on the East Coast. So, you know, he is going to spread everywhere and anywhere where he is welcomed and where he is invited. And I know, you know, I never forget. I have a Bible that my father gave me from 1986. It's all covered, peeled, and everything. My son had it in the room. And when I looked, I was like, you got my Bible daddy gave me. I held on to that Bible for dear life, and I still have that Bible. And I know the impact that my faith had on me at a young age before I was like active, consciously active participant going to church, because my boarding school forced us to go to church too, which I'm glad. Mm-hmm. And at 14, I had an encounter that I'll never forget, but I always knew that my life was going to be led by Christ. I always knew that. From 14, I knew that. And so when people see the work and the energy that I have and everything that I do, I keep telling people, it's like, it's not me. I'm on assignment. I know that a lot of the things that I did, I had severe, you know, immense challenges becoming a single mom, and my daughter had her health issues, and that's where everything started. And now when every time I think things are going to be, you know, I'm going to be under more stress or duress or everything, God is like, I keep reminding you, Zainabu, I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you. Every plan, any thought that you got in your head, any intention, any endeavor that you have, I got you. I know what you want, and I know what you need, and he provides it for me. So, you know, again, like this opportunity, I thank God for it, the exposure, for people to hear about my story, my testimony, and, you know, to let people know that, you know, whatever you are going through, I've been through a lot. I can tell people, and people wonder how I'm in the same steady place for 19, 20 years. I'm still able to do things with nothing for people. You know, people meet me, see me going to the UN or going, you know, speaking on podiums and thinking that, oh, she must get funded by hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions. I'm like, no. Sometimes my budget is, if I get $500, I make magic out of that $500. And so for many, many people. So I use that platform and that opportunity to welcome your viewers to come to Africa anytime. I have a platform. It's called African American Association of Sierra Leone, that I welcome people, whether you're Sierra Leonean descended or non-Sierra Leonean descended. I welcome people to come to Africa. I had a young lady, 18 years old, young African-American sister who came and stayed with me for 4 months, and it changed her life. And I know, you know, we're in times now where things may be challenging, but I give everyone that open invitation. You have Christian brothers and sisters in Africa, too, willing to pray and worship with you too, and build with you, and network with you, and business with you, and help you build homes, and help you travel. And I'm that, you know, vessel. So again, I thank you.
Awesome.
Brother, for this opportunity.
Awesome. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and let our audience, you can tell your audience how they can join and be a part of your organizations that you are involved with. This is Minister Prudence again, Redeemed. Stay tuned. Our number in studio is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Certainly, we encourage you to call in if you have a question or you just want to say, listen, God bless you. Thank you for all that you do. Stay tuned.
You are a You are redeemed for victory. Yeah. You are a child of destiny. Don't you worry anymore. Don't you cry anymore. You are more than conqueror. You are a child of light. You are redeemed for victory. Yeah, yeah. You are a child of destiny. Don't you worry anymore.
Don't you worry anymore. Don't you cry anymore.
Don't you cry anymore.
Number again in studio 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. As we come to the conclusion of the hour, it's almost here, and listen, time goes by so quickly, and certainly we are enjoying this conversation that we're having this Saturday afternoon with the Honorable Zainabu Sasay Harrell, and as we are discussing all of her endeavors and all that she does, women as today's community pillar, all that she does in her community, my community, your community, around the globe. Amen. The Honorable Zainabu Sasay Harrell, we are back, and we thank God for this opportunity to share. You belong to several organizations, and you're actually founder of several organizations. And so our audience needs to know how they can contact you and be a part of this movement.
Okay, everyone, thank you again for tuning in. So you can find me on, I have a couple of platforms. The first one is my political platform. You can find me on Zainabu Sasay Harrell for the People. That's on Facebook. And then I have my own personal page, Zainabu Sasay Harrell on Facebook. You can also find me on Instagram at Zain, ZAINNYC. That's my Instagram name. I'm also Zainabu Sasay Harrell on Twitter. You can find my, when you get on Facebook, also my organization that I founded in 2008 is a non-for-profit organization called Sierra Leone Nurses Association. We are the New York Tri-State Chapter. You can find us online. We also have our website that you can find on the Facebook link. I'm also founder, proud founder of Connecting the Dots. It's a marketing, media, and small business opportunity organization that you can find on Facebook also. And you can find me on LinkedIn for all my professionals. I'm on LinkedIn, Zainabu Sasay Harrell. And if not, just Google me, you'll find me, and you can also contact this platform to reach me.
Awesome,
you can also
awesome.
Contact this platform. Thank you.
Thank you. We do have, once again, our number in studio, 619-924-0800. Have a comment here. Oscar Hartley says, a very enlightening testimony. And certainly that is good news. Listen, our experiences help others and certainly enlighten others. And listen, we didn't know that this was going on in Sierra Leone. And so you hold office in Sierra Leone. I know we touched on it a little bit. And so what, and you also are represent at the United Nations. And certainly that in itself is a major accomplishment. And listen, only God can put you those places. The Bible says that your gifts make room for you and bring you before great men. And so, tell us a little bit
briefly about what you do in Sierra Leone again. I know we touched on it a little bit.
Yes, in Sierra Leone. So I ran in the last election for Member of Parliament, House of Representatives. It's just equivalent to running for Congress here. And so I ran. I was actually, for my district and for my party, I was the number one candidate for my district, which is the proud district of Tonkolili. I am from the Lower Yoni Chiefdom. My constituency is 047, but we don't use that in this current election. But right now, because of, you know, we're having, as everyone can see, and we don't hide it, we're having a lot of political strife in Africa, just like the rest of the world. Right now, I am not in current governance with this party, but I am a member of parliament who is actually a standby member. So if anything happens with our current members, I'm the member to seat next. And so I'm still considered an honorable. I've been sworn in by ECSL, and I'm proud of that. And I'm proud, irrespective of party, I am proud to represent my nation, irrespective to parties. I am a very proud Sierra Leonean. I'm a very proud African. I'm a very proud African-American. And my just goal is these opportunities of becoming, consider myself an advocate first. That's what I am, an advocate first. But having the opportunity to run for offices, you know, my goal is really to connect our folks from the diaspora to my folks in the motherland. I think a lot of Africa's problems can be resolved by us, especially African-American community, Caribbean community, you know, Afro-Latino community. We're working together to network and meet the needs of our brothers and sisters because we have the resources and you guys have the buying and spending power. So this is why we need to network together, and it can happen on a small scale. Ghana didn't get like that overnight. Rwanda didn't get like that overnight. And so there are other nations that are willing, and you'll know, to work with you. In Sierra Leone, we're the actual first country in Africa to give people citizenship based on DNA. So we have almost 300 people with Sierra Leone citizenship ancestry. And I welcome people to that opportunity, taking your AfricanAncestry.com. Shout out to Dr. Gina Page and Dr. Kittles making that, you know, opening a new door for our connectedness. And so, again, I give everyone the opportunity, even if you're a nurse and you're not Sierra Leonean, but you're a nurse and you want to support Africa or you want to volunteer or mission work, you can do it through my nurse association. If you're someone just curious about going to Africa and your brother and sister want to come, you're more than welcome to come with me, and I can make that happen for you. And that's my organization, African American Association of Sierra Leone. And also I'm willing to, you know, bring you and your network and your group to Africa, also global gospel followers.
Thank you.
Come through our brother. You can plan a trip and we'll get you guys on the soil and get you, you know, get you where you guys need to be.
All right. I hear that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Thank you for that invitation.
Yes.
Awesome. So. Awesome. Cool. Awesome. And so as we come to a near a close, I didn't give you an opportunity. Who would you like to shout out on today?
First of all, I want to shout out the Lord God. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for keeping me on this earth 40 plus years. And I ask you to thank you for allowing me to be a mom and a provider and a community leader. And then next in line, I want to thank my parents, my mom, Elizabeth Sese, and my father, rest in peace, Norman Harrell. And I want to thank everybody in Sierra Leone and everybody who took care of me in Roosevelt, Long Island, and all my people in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and all the people who I serve now and I work with now, from interns to my group to my constituents. I thank everyone, and I really want to thank you all, Global Gospel, for this opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Certainly it has been a blessing with you sharing with us on today. Certainly it's awesome that God allowed us to meet. And also, side note, we should shout out Shipman's Pharmacy on South Franklin in Hempstead.
You know about Shipman's. So Shipman's Pharmacy. shout out to Henry Cunningham. Henry Cunningham is, he's known me since I've been a little girl. He is a family friend, but he's my family, my business partner, Pan-African. He can tell you a lot about my good works and my good deeds, and he's been there for me in shipments. Support his business. Continue to support Shipman's Pharmacy, please. They're a staple of our community.
Yes, that's so true. They've been there for a long time. A long time. Okay. Again, we thank you for sharing. We thank you, Global Gospel audience, for listening in. For those that are here, those that are listening in Sierra Leone, we thank God for all of you, our listening audience. And perhaps you missed something on today, we encourage you to go back and listen immediately following this episode at the 2 p.m. hour Eastern Standard Time. Remember, we're on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and we are on Google Play. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. That is our time slot. And certainly we are glowing global, and certainly we thank you for helping us to go global and continue to go global. The Honorable Zainabu Sasay Harrell, thank you for sharing and closing out this Women's History Month. We are going to close again with a song from Minister Prudence, and again, we're going to close in prayer. Would you like to pray? You want me to pray? How do you want to do this?
Yes, I'll pray. Definitely.
Okay.
And shout out to Minister Prudence, who is in Nigeria, West Africa. Thank you for her ministry and her work. Everyone, thank you. Dear Father God, thank you for bringing us here today, Father God. Thank you for being a father that forgives us of our sins, Father God. Thank you for this ministry, Global Gospel, for allowing us the opportunity to network and meet and pray for our founder, Brother Lamar. Thank you so much for this opportunity, for allowing us to network and meet in one platform and to be able to literally go global, for everyone to hear about your good work, my good work, and our work together, Father God. Bless everyone this holy Saturday, Father God. Thank you for going to Calvary and dying on that cross for us, to forgive us of our sins. For everyone, we pray that everyone has a wonderful Resurrection Sunday tomorrow, and a happy Easter for all the little kids. And everyone, stay strong. We know the world is tough right now, and it's turning around minute by minute, second by second. But don't forget who you belong to. You're a kingdom kid. I'm a kingdom kid. We're kingdom kids. And thank you, Lord, again for all of this. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Talk to you soon.
God
thank
bless
you.
You. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Give Jesus your shout in the house. Woo! Great and mighty God is who you are, and we've come to give you our praise and goodness. Hey! Creator of the universe, what can't you do? The name above every other name, what can't you change? What can't you change? Jesus. Come on! If you know that there is something God can do, make your sound loud! Hey!
Save and deliver.
every praise, every praise is to our God. Every word of worship be born of God. Every praise, every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Oh, every praise, every praise. Worship, born of course. Oh, every praise, every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. All the glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Give Jesus your praise. Nobody's greater than